And the Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive.
Ja Biibel ütlebki, et on õndsam anda kui saada.
So the more you give out, the more you're going to receive.
Rohkem kui sa annad rohkem välja, siis rohkem saad.
So just keep encouraging each other.
Lihtsalt julgustage üksteist.
One point, one story. Here we go.
Üks punkti ja üks lugu.
I've got like 3 minutes left.
Nii, mul on vähe aega.
I'm going to read from Matthew 10.
Ma olen Mattuse 10. Peatükist.
If you're with us on Friday, I did read this Bible verse.
Kui sa minuga reede ka, siis ma lugesin seda reedel.
But I'm going to preach a different part of it.
Aga ma jutlustan erinevalt osa
sellest.
Yes.
I only read this chapter, that's why. Right, Liam, stop making jokes. Matthew 10, verse 5.
Yes, sir.
These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions.
Jeesus läkitas välja need 12 käskides neid.
Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans.
Ärge minge paganate teele, ärge astuge samaarlaste linna.
Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel.
Pigem minge Iisraeli soo kadunud lammaste juurde.
As you go, proclaim this message.
Ja minnes kuulutage.
The kingdom of heaven has come near.
Taevariik on lähedal.
Heal the sick.
Tehke terveks haiged.
Raise the dead.
Äratage üles surnud.
Cleanse those who have leprosy.
Tehke puhtaks pidalitõbised.
Drive out demons.
Ajage välja kuri vaime.
Freely you have received.
Muidu oled saanud.
Freely give.
Muidu antke.
I want to read just a verse I want to focus on in this.
Ma tahan ühele salmile siin fokusseerida natuke.
Jesus says, do not go among the Gentiles.
Jeesus ütles, et ärge minge paganate keskele.
Or enter any town of the Samaritans, go rather to the lost sheep of Israel.
Vaid pigem minge Iisraeli soo kadunud lammaste juurde.
When I read this,
kui ma lugesin seda,
I'm thinking, Jesus, what are you talking about?
Jeesus, mis asja sa ajad?
What's a Gentile?
Kes need paganad on?
And I started speaking to God about it.
Siis ma hakkasin Jumala käest küsimusi küsima.
And God revealed to me.
Jumal näitas mulle.
Think about it like this.
Mõtle seda selliselt.
He has his team of disciples.
Tal on mingi kamp jüngreid.
And they get round for their team huddle or their team chat.
Ja neil on see tiimi aeg koos ja siis nad hakkavad seal olema.
And he's about to send them out on mission.
Ja siis nad on peaaegu saatmas välja missioonile neid.
And he basically says to them.
Ja siis põhimõtteliselt, mis ta ütleb.
Listen, guys.
Kuulake.
Don't go running off.
Ärge jookske niisama.
To some distant country.
Kuhugi suvalisse riiki.
You don't need to go and help kids in Africa.
Sa ei pea praegult lapsi Aafrikas aitama.
You don't need to fly to another continent.
Sa ei pea mingil teisel kontinentil lendama.
In fact, there's plenty of people.
Siin on päris palju inimesi.
In this neighborhood.
Selles samas piirkonnas.
Who need to know Jesus.
Kes vajavad tunda Jeesust.
Go to those guys first.
Minge nende tüüpideni enne.
What Jesus is telling us
mis Jeesus praegult ütleb,
is to stay where you are
jää siin, nagu sa oled.
And be faithful in building what's happening here.
Ja ehita seda, mis siin toimub.
Now I know God sends us out sometimes for training.
Ja ma tean, et Jumal saadab välja meid kaemale aegalt.
Evo went to Australia.
Mina käisin Austraalias.
And sometimes God needs to do that to train us.
Yeah, mõnikord Jumal teeb, et meid treenida.
But I see far too many people.
Aga ma näen liiga palju inimesi.
Always looking about what's happening over there.
Ja alati vaatavad kaugusse, et mis seal küll huvitab toimub.
Look what God's doing in Hillsong.
Vaata, mis Hillsongis Jumal teeb.
Look what God's doing through Josh.
Ja vaata, mis Joshi elus. Ta on nii ilus. Näe hea välja.
Look what God's doing over there.
Ja vaata, mis Jumal seal teeb.
Instead.
Selle asemel.
We should be saying, what is God doing right here?
Peaksime vaatama, mida Jumal teeb just siin samas.
And if I can be honest with you,
kui ma võiksin päris aus teiega olla,
I have noticed this more in Europe.
Ma olen seda Euroopas rohkem tähele pannud.
I've had the privilege of traveling around Europe for like 5 years now.
Mul on eesõigus olnud reisida Euroopas ringi kuskil 5 aastat praegalt.
And I meet so many Europeans.
Ja ma kohtan nii palju eurooplasi.
And a lot of the time, every time I speak to them,
iga kord, kui ma nendega räägin,
I always meet somebody
siis ma alati kohtun kellegiga,
who's in a rush to leave their country.
Kes on kiirustab kogu aeg oma maalt minema minna.
Now I'm sure that's not you guys.
Ma olen kindel, et see ei ole sina.
I'm sure you guys are the faithful ones.
Te olete
right?
Need ustavad, eks ole.
But I meet a lot of people who are very quick.
Aga päris kähku ma leian mõned siuksed.
Like, I want to come to England.
Kes ütleb, ma tahaks küll minna Inglismaale.
And I'm like, yeah, but what's happening in Albania?
Aga mis Albaanias toimub?
What's happening in Lithuania?
Mis Leedus toimub?
What's happening in France?
Mis Prantsusmaal toimub?
What's happening in Estonia?
Mis Eestis toimub?
And they're always, oh, mõtled, no, nothing.
Ei, ah, seal ei ole midagi erist.
Nothing's happening here.
Ei, seal ei ole midagi erist.
Oh, what, do you think God's forgotten about you?
Kas Jumal on unustanud ära neid, nende, neid maid?
And I start to realize
siis ma mõistsin seda.
That God is way more passionate about our countries than we are.
Et Jumal on palju rohkem kirglik nende meie oma riikide suhtes, kui meie ise oleme.
Let me tell you this.
Ma ütlen sulle seda.
God is more passionate about Estonia than you or I are.
Jumal on palju kirglikum Eesti suhtes, kui sina ja mina oleme.
And what he's looking for
ja mida ta otsib reaalselt
is some faithful people
mõningaid ustavaid inimesi
who will stay here
kes jäävad siia
and say, I will stay until something has been built.
Ja ütlevad, et mina jään siia seni, kuni midagi on ehitatud üles.
And even though my church is a little bit funny
isegi kui mu kogudus ei ole päris okei.
And I don't really like that person.
See tüüp väga ei meeldi võibolla seal.
And they don't do worship the way I want to do it.
Ja nad ei tee ülistust selliselt, kuidas ma tahaks, et oleks.
It doesn't matter.
Ei ole vahet väga.
Because as long as Jesus is preached,
kui Jumal, kui Jeesust kuulutatakse kantslist,
I'm going to help build it.
Siis ma aitan seda kogusse ehitada.
We got to stay and build.
Sa pead jääma ja ehitama.
Again, hear me on this. I understand God sends us out and he does do that.
Sa aru, et Jumal tõesti saadab vahepeal välja inimesi ka.
But I know that some of you right now, God will be speaking to you.
Aga ma tean, et mõne vastu Jumal praegu räägib.
As I'm saying this, you'll go, that was for me.
Ja siis sa mõtled praegu, see oli mulle.
And God is calling some people to stay and build.
Ma usun, et Jumal kutsub mõningad inimesi jääma ja ehitama kohaliku kogudust.
Is this making sense?
Kas see jõub kohale?
I remember growing up, this is my story.
Ja see on mu lugu.
When I grew up as a teenager,
ja kui ma kasvasin üles teismelisena,
I was actually an actor.
Ma olin tegelikult näitleja.
From 12 to 18, I was into acting.
12-aastasest aegselt
18-aastane. And I wanted to be a movie star for the name of Jesus.
Ma tahtsin olla filmistaar Jeesus.
Hey, that was my dream, guys. Don't laugh at it.
See oli mu unistus.
Laugh at my dream.
Te naerite mu unistust.
I was, that was my dream.
See oli mu unistus.
And I was doing a performance.
Siis ma tegin ühte etteastet.
In a big theater in
London. Suures teatris Londonis.
I was pumped.
Ma olin nii põnevil.
And I'm doing this performance.
Siis ma teen seda etteastet.
And in the performance.
Ja sellel etteaste ajal.
I have to quote the Bible.
Siis ma pean tsiteerima Piiblit.
And I'm in front of thousands of people.
Ja tuhandet inimeste ees.
And I'm quoting the Bible.
Ja siis ma tsiteerin seda Piiblit.
And I'm feeling glorious.
Ja ma tunnen auliselt ennast.
And God speaks to me.
Ja siis Jumal räägib minu vastu.
And says, Liam.
Ütleb Liam.
I want you to preach my words, not other people's words.
Ma tahan, et sa jutlustad minu sõnu, mitte teiste inimeste sõnu.
And in that one whisper,
ja siis selles ühes sosinas,
God told me to leave acting,
Jumal ütles, et lahku näitamisest,
and to work for the church.
Ja tööta koguduse jaoks.
So I became a youth worker.
Ja ma sain, minust sain noorte tööline.
In Bracknell.
In Bracknell, England. Inglismaal.
It's not the most glorious place.
See ei ole kõige ägedam koht, kus olla.
And when I met my friends from school,
ja siis kui ma sain oma kooli sõpradega kokku,
they'd be like, Liam, are you a big time actor now?
Kuule, sa oled ju, peaksid praegu olema täiega suur näitleja.
And I'd be like,
ma,
no.
Ma mõtlesin, ei, ma ei ole päris.
I'm a youth worker.
Ma olen noorte tööline.
And they'd be like, oh,
no, then, oh wow, miks?
Great.
Tore.
You did well, yeah.
Siis panid hästi küll.
And I'd be like, no, I did. Oh, I don't get it.
Ei saa aru.
God said, Liam, I need you to be in Bracknell Jumal, and I need you to serve young people.
Jumal ütles, et ma pean olema selles linnas ja ma pean teenima noori inimesi.
I did not want to do it.
Ma ei tahtnud seda teha.
I wanted to go travel the world and be a big actor.
Ma tahtsin reisida maailma ja olla suur näitleja.
But God Jumal, is God, right?
Jumal on Jumal, eks ole?
All right. So I stayed in Bracknell.
No, siis ma sain, jäin selles väikses linna.
And I said, God, I will build what I need to build in Bracknell.
Siis ma ütlesin, jah, Jumal, ma ehitan, mida on vaja ehitada selles väikses linnas.
So we decided to start a youth event called Life.
Ja siis me hakkasime noortekid tegema.
Everybody say life.
Kõik öelge life.
Say it with some life. Life.
Öelge eluga seda.
Life. Yeah, it was good. That's it, pretty good. Nice one. And so we started this youth event.
Siis me alustame selle noorte üritusega.
And I remember we had 50 young people at the time.
Alguses oli meil mingi 50 inimest.
And I decided
ja ma otsustasin,
that I was going to preach Jesus and pray for the sick at this youth event.
Ja siis ma otsustasin, et ma hakkan kuulutama Jeesust ja palvetama haigete eest.
That's what I was going to do.
Seda ma otsustasin, et ma tahan teha.
And 50 young people came.
Ja siis mingi 50 inimest oli seal.
It's the first life ever.
See oli esimene meie noortekas.
September 11, 2009. I remember the date.
See oli 2009 aastal.
I got them in.
Siis nad tulid sinna.
Said, I'm going to preach Jesus to you.
Ma hakkan teile Jeesust kuulutama.
They all got up and walked out.
Ja nad tõusid üles ja kõik läksid minema välja.
And I'm like, ah, Jesus loves you.
Jeesus arvastab sind.
I'm thinking, you called me out of acting for this?
Mis toimub, miks nii?
And I went home and I was upset by this.
Ma olin väga, väga kurb selle pärast.
Because I thought once you follow God, everything goes really well,
siis mina right? Arvasin, et kui sa järgid Jumalat, siis kõik läheb täiega hästi.
Isn't that how it works?
See ei ole siis nii mitte nii või?
But suddenly it had fallen down around me.
Ja see kõik lagunes ära.
And God said to me, Liam.
Jumal ütles mulle siis, Liam.
You must live out your calling regardless of your circumstances.
Sa peaksid oma kutsumist välja elama hoolimata olukordadest.
I think that deserves an amen. We'll try this again. No, don't fake it now. Don't fake it. Hit, just try again. I'll give you another go. You are supposed to live out your calling.
Sa peaksid oma kutsumist välja elama.
Regardless of your circumstance.
Hoolimata sinu olukordadest.
Your life might be seriously tough.
Sinu elu võib olla tõsiselt raske.
Your church might not understand you.
Sinu kogus võib-olla ei saa sinust aru.
You might not like your team.
Sul võib-olla su meeskond ei meeldi.
You might disagree with your leader.
Sa võib-olla ei nõustu oma juhtidega.
Your friends might laugh at you.
Ja su sõbrad võib-olla naeravad sinu peale.
Your family might not believe.
Su perekond võib-olla ei usu.
But you and I,
aga sina mina,
are called to live out our calling regardless of our circumstance.
Me oleme kutsutud elama välja oma kutsumist hoolimata meie olukordadest.
So I decided,
ja siis ma otsustasin,
week two,
nädal kaks,
I'm going to preach.
Jutlustan siin.
They all come in.
Ja siis tulevad kõik sisse seal.
I'm like, sit down.
Siis ma nagu ütlen, et
I'm preaching Jesus to you.
Ma räägin, jutlustan Jeesust teile.
60 young people.
60 noort inimest oli.
I preach Jesus.
Ja siis ma jutlustan Jeesust.
They didn't walk out.
Nad ei läinudki välja see kord. Yes.
And the kind of makeshift worship band back then.
Ja siis meil oli mingi worship.
The rubbish worship band. We'll just say it, all right.
Kehva, siuke
Josh was there, it's fine. They get up.
Ja siis ülistusmänd läheb ülesse.
And I'm standing there trying to worship.
Ja siis ma olen seal üritan ülistada.
Everyone's just standing at the side like looking at us.
Kõik nagu vaatavad mind.
And I'm worshiping.
Ja siis ma ülistan seal.
And God says, Liam.
Ja Jumal ütleb mulle, Liam.
People are going to get saved this evening.
Et täna õhtu saavad inimesed päästetud.
So I decided to go around.
Siis ma hakkasin liikuma ringi.
And I asked every single person in the room.
Siis ma küsisin iga ühe inimese käest.
I went up to them.
Ma läksin nende juurde.
And I was like, hey, tere.
Ma ütlesin, kuidas läheb? Tere, kuidas läheb?
I didn't do an Estonian, but... And I said, do you want to know Jesus Christ?
Ma küsisin, kas sa tahad tunda Jeesust Kristust?
And 14 of the 60.
Ja siis 14 inimest, 60.
14 brothers and sisters of yours.
14 sinu venda jõde.
Said yes.
Ütsid jah.
To that question.
Sellel küsimusele.
Not only that, but some of them are still on my team.
Mõned neist on siia mani mul meeskonnas.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it when they stay.
Mul meeldib, kui nad jäävad.
From that day.
Sellest päevast alates.
In fact, actually, can I tell you a story about Josh? This was
funny. Ma räägin nüüd Joshist ühe loo.
Because I honestly thought.
Ma ausalt arvasin.
After that first night.
Arvasin peale seda esimest õhtut.
That it was over.
Et siis oli läbi.
And I was like, I've ruined it.
Ja ma lasin selle põhja.
And people even told me that I ruined it.
Ja siis inimesed ütlesidki, et ma lasin asja põhja.
People like, well done for ruining our youth event. Thanks a lot. You're a great youth leader.
Miks tore noorte juhtu.
Genuine, lasid, this happened.
See juhtus tõesti.
And I remember little Josh back then.
Ja siis ma mäletan, see väikest Joshi.
14 at the time.
Mingi 14 aastane kuita.
Little Josh Grimmett.
Yeah, Josh Grimmett.
He doesn't have that voice. He comes up to me, says, Liam.
Ja siis tuleb minu juurde, ütleb, Liam.
He said, Liam, even if there's only 10 of us.
Ja siis ta ütles, et isegi kui meid on ainult 10.
He said, I'll stay here.
Ma jään siia.
And I'll build this with you.
Ja ma ehitan seda koos sinuga.
And whoever comes.
Ja kes iganes tuleb.
We'll build this youth event.
Me ehitame nendega koos seda noortekat.
Now when a young person says that to you,
kui noor inimene ütleb siukest asja sulle,
you put them on your team.
Sa paned ta kohe meeskonda.
Josh immediately was promoted to leadership in that one sentence.
Josh sai kohe juhti the tiimi.
Because that's the attitude we must all have.
Sest see on see omadus, mis meil kõigil peab olema.
When it comes to building the house of God.
Kui me räägime Jumala koja ehitamisest.
And Josh with others helped me build this youth event.
Ja Josh teistega aitsid mul ehitada seda noorte tööd.
Which went from 50
mis paljunes 50st
to 250 in 3 months.
Kolme kuuga.
And it went from 250
ja siis ta kasvas 250st
to 500
500-ni
in another 3 months.
Järgmise kolme kuuga.
We went from 50 to 500 in half a year.
Kümnest 500-ni poole aastaga.
Because there were people,
sest seal olid inimesed,
who said, I will stand by this.
Kes ütlesid, ma seisan selle kõrval.
And we will stay until something worthwhile has been built.
Ja me seisame oleme siin, kuni midagi saab ehitatud.
Now there's only a small group of us back then.
Meid oli keppu täis sel ajal.
Imagine what happens if every single person in this room said that about this church.
Mõelge, kui kõik siin ruumis olnud ütleksid seda sama selle sama koguduse kohta.
Said it about the 6 p.m. meeting.
Kuuesel teenistusel.
Said it about terminal youth.
Ütleksid seda terminali noortega kohta.
If we say we're going to stand until something is built.
Kui me ütleme, et me seisame, kuni midagi saab ehitatud.
No matter what disappointment is thrown at us.
Hoolimata sellest nendest pettumustest, mis tulevad meie teele.
No matter what opposition is thrown at us.
Ja vastuseisust hoolimata.
We will stand and we will build.
Me seisame ja me ehitame.
If you did that.
Kui sa sellest aru saad.
People would be coming to Estonia.
Inimesed tulevad siis Eestisse.
To learn from you.
Õppima teie käest.
You'd be sending out missionaries around the world.
Siis hakata välja saatma missionäri üle maailma.
Because of what God has done in this church here.
Sellepärast, et mida Jumal on teinud selles koguduses siin.
There is no reason.
Ei ole mingit põhjust.
No reason why you cannot grow this church.
Miks sa ei saaks seda kogudust kasvatada.
God is on your side.
Jumal on teine poolel.
And if God is for you.
Ja kui Jumal on teie poolel.
Who can be against you?
Kes saab teie vastu olla?
Do you know what's really annoying?
Tead, mis mind häirib teiega?
The thing that stops church growing.
See, mis takistab kirikul kasvada.
Is you and I.
Meie, mina ja sina.
Because we can get so lost in ourselves.
Me eksime endasse nii ära.
So lost in systems and processes.
Ja süsteemidesse, protsessidesse.
So lost in politics.
Ja poliitikasse eksime ära, ja.
So lost in rumors and gossip.
Ja igasugustesse laimujuttudesse.
That we end up just not building anything.
Lõpuks me tegelikult ei ehitagi midagi.
We spend so much time trying to be everybody else.
Nii palju läheb aega selle peale, et olla keegi teine.
That we forget to be ourselves.
Unustame ära olla meie ise.
This church will not look like any other church ever.
See kogudus on nii erinev teistest kogudustest.
Because it's made up of a group of people that will never meet again. In the whole of time.
See on nii erinevatest inimesest kokku pandud.
This church will be unique.
See saab olema unikaalne.
When you just stand up and say, this is who we are, this is what we're going to do.
Kui sa tõused üles ja ütled, et see, need me oleme ja seda me tahame teha.
One point.
Üks punkt.
One story.
Üks lugu.
If we would do this.
Kui me teeksime seda.
And I say we.
Ma ütlen, et meie.
Because I want to partner with you on this.
Ma tahan olla kaasas selle tööga.
Honestly, I want to see this place grow.
Ma tahan näha, et see koht kasvab.
And I can tell you my team want it as well.
Yeah, mu meeskond tahab seda sama asja.
We have been praying for you.
Me oleme
been
paletanud.
So passionate about you guys.
Ma olen nii kirjalikud selle teie suhtes.
If you succeed, we succeed.
Kui teie õnnestute, siis on meie õnnestumine ka.
And if we succeed, you succeed.
Ja kui meie õnnestume, siis on teie
õnnestumine. Why? Because we're one family.
Miks sellepärast, et me oleme üks pere?
It's not about different churches.
Ei ole vahet, et on erinevad kirikused.
We are one church.
Me oleme üks kogudus.
Band, will you come and join me? You guys are incredible. I love the band.
Mulle meeldib see band.
Right?
Ägedad.
I hope this has helped.
Ma loodan, see aitas sind täna.
And I hope this encourages you.
Ma loodan, see julgustab sind täna.
I'll tell you this right now.
Ma ütlen seda sulle praegult nüüd.
It's simply the hardest thing you have to do.
See on üks raskemaid asju, mis sa tegema pead.
It's simply the hardest thing you have to do.
See on kõige raskemaid asju, mis sa tegema pead.
It's so simple.
See on nii lihtne.
Stay until something is built.
Ja siia, kuni midagi saab üles ehitatud.
But it's so hard.
Aga see on nii raske.
And I'll tell you this.
Ma ütlen veel seda.
In our youth event.
Oma noortekatel.
It has not been easy.
See ei ole olnud lihtne.
We have had people that have hated us.
Meil on vihkajad olnud seal.
In fact, we had a group that hated us so much.
Et meil oli isegi üks grupp, kes vihkas meid nii palju.
That they would organize fights at our youth event.
Siis nad korraldasid kaklusi meie noortekatel.
We had to hire bodyguards and security.
Me pidime turvateenuseid rentima.
Because people would be like, they'd call me up, literally.
Ja siis nad helistasid mulle.
And be like, we're going to come fight your young people on Friday. Be ready.
Is mulle, et ole valmis, me tuleme teie noortega kaklema.
I was just like, bring it on.
Ma ütlesin, tavai tulge.
I was like, I got Jesus.
Mul on Jeesus.
We used to have it.
Meil oli niisugused asju.
And we have to face disappointment sometimes.
Ja meil oli pettumusi sellega kaasas.
Sometimes you'd have a great number.
Mõnikordus on vägevad numbrid.
And the next week it would drop.
Ja järgmise nädala on kõik väiksem.
Or you'd see a young person so passionate for God.
Või sa näed noort inimest nii kirglikult.
And the next week,
ja järgmise nädala on...
they're passionate about Satan.
Ja nad on saatana,
which genuinely põhevil. Happened to us.
Juhtus ka meil siukseid asju.
You have to face all kinds of frustration.
Tul on valmis igasuguseks pettumuseks.
When people don't do things the way that you would want them to do it.
Kui inimesed ei tee asju nii, nagu sa tahad, et nad teeks.
Which will happen all the time,
mida
by the
way. Mida juhtub tegelikult reaalselt kogu aeg.
You have to deal with all these things.
Sa pead kõiki neid asju tegema.
But if we together
aga meie kõik koos,
say we will stay until something is built,
me jääme siia, kuni midagi saab ehitatud üles.
Then God will do amazing things.
Siis Jumal teeb midagi väga suurt selles koguduses.
Stand up with me, guys.
Tõus on püsti kõik.
Enne kui me ülistama hakkame, siis ma tahan teid kõiki julgustada. Oleme üksteisel julgutuseks täpselt nii, nagu Liam rääkis. Sellepärast tihti peale on nii, et need inimesed, kes teevad midagi, kes veavad eest asju, need ei julgustata. Ja nad jäävad vahel üksinda. Aga nad vajavad teid. Ja te vajate üksteist. Sest Jumal on loonud koguduse ja see kogudus ei ole üks inimene, vaid see kogudus on kõik inimesed koos. Vaid ja vennad, kes on osaduses. Ja see on nii oluline. Ja kui me oleme täna siin ülistamas Jumalat, siis see me ei ülista üksinda, vaid me ülistame kõik koos. Ja see kõik toimub ainult Jumala väe läbi. Ja kui me ülistame praegu, siis tõstame oma hääle, tõstame oma pilgud, tõstame oma käed, tõstame kõik Jumala ette. Ärme jäta midagi selja taha ja ärme hoia midagi tagasi. Sest oleme Jumala ees nii, nagu me oleme.